Democrats are feeling the wind at their backs after maintaining the governor's mansion in Richmond and picking up many long-held Republican assembly seats. The results have also left some national Republicans scratching their heads. For Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Taylor, the takeaway was clear.
I think that it's important for Republicans to have a little self-reflection that includes the president. This, to me, was a referendum on the president, just like when Bob McDonnell won, it was a referendum on Obama. You have to be intellectually consistent.
For one, Taylor says Trump needs to be more careful with his words.
I think toning down on a lot of the divisive rhetoric, I think that probably, unlike anything else, contributed to tapping into emotions. And information leads to reason, but emotion leads to action. And that's why you had Democrats coming out in droves.
Other Republicans also sense a potential Democratic wave coming. Virginia Congressman Tom Garrett says things aren't looking good for the GOP.
So what you see is something I think best paralleled in 2009 with the rising of the Tea Party, etc. I think the next step for Virginia Republicans and national Republicans needs to be some soul searching.
But for Garrett, this isn't a time to change the GOP agenda. Rather, he says it's time for the party to get back to their roots.
We need to focus on individual liberty. If we recognize that it's not the role of the government to be in anyone's bedroom, unless they're with a child, that it's not the role of the government to interfere between medical professionals and their patients as it relates to whether or not cannabinoids might be a treatment option.
Other Republicans agree it's time to double down on the party's agenda. But for Congressman Dave Bratt, that means focusing more on President Trump's agenda.
Our side failed to nationalize the election, right? So the Democrats nationalized it. Ed Gillespie ran a good race on, you know, 21 rational public policy points for Virginia. But national policy and economics and healthcare trumps all that.
Despite Democratic wins on the state level, Bratt and other Republicans are plowing ahead on the federal level, like overhauling the tax code in a strictly party-line way. They say success is essential to prove to voters they can govern. Bratt says the GOP's failure to repeal Obamacare is still fresh on voters' minds.
And then we did a faceplant on health care. That's the number one issue. The Senate failed, so we don't have a solution, right? And so Obamacare is failing, but on the other hand, people want to see our solution like yesterday.
But Democrats say the stunning election results should give the GOP pause. Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott says he doesn't know why Republicans keep trying to ram through legislation that he says is unpopular with the American people.
Well, I would hate to be a Republican trying to explain the 60th vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act when the replacement has 30 million fewer people insured, and everybody else paying more and getting insurance that's worse than what they've got.
No matter the results of the election at the state level, Republican leaders in Congress are rushing ahead with their agenda. That starts this week as House Republicans will attempt to pass their massive overhaul of the U.S. tax code. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.